It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hey, welcome from Versailles High School on a Saturday morning. Seventh grade basketball championship between our Fort Recovery Indians and the mighty Cavaliers from Coldwater. I'm joined here by Mr. Justin Ferks. Mr. Ferks, how are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for inviting me. It's morning.
Yeah. You know, you probably know a lot of these kids on both sides now, don't you?
I do. I've become very familiar with the Fort Recovery kids, and then obviously have some ties back to Coldwater with a lot of these young kids as well. I'm looking forward to a great game this morning.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good one. Indians beat the Cavaliers on their during the regular season at Coldwater by 13. But as you know, Justin, being around basketball, trying to complete an undefeated season is nothing that will come easy for the Indians.
It won't come easy, and just to get to this point is a very impressive feat for the young Indians. I look forward to watching them play. I've seen them play a couple times this year. They got a lot of talent, so Coach Guggenbiller's got to be excited with the pipeline of talent he has coming up through the junior high program.
He does, and this group is no exception. It's really has a chance to be one of Fort Recovery's finest classes. When you look at their football team, they ran the table 9-0 in football. And then you take it to basketball, and the Indians are 15-0. Said they're 15-0. The Cavaliers are, I think somebody said they're 12-3, so we're looking forward to having a good one here. We've got about 4 minutes to go before the tip-off. Let's talk a little bit about last night's game. It wasn't very pretty, was it?
Just didn't shoot the ball real well, and, St. Henry hit some big shots, and we struggled at times offensively. But the great thing about basketball is you get to come back tonight and take on a solid St. Mary's team at home on senior night and get a chance to get a W and close out the weekend on the right note.
That's exactly right. Indians just could not stick the ball in a hole last night. And you know, we got up 18-15. I think we had about three or four possessions there where we could have extended that lead. And I don't think we scored the final 4 minutes of the second quarter.
I don't believe we did. And like I said, we struggled shooting the ball. But, those kids are getting some shots up this morning. I'm sure they're having a little shoot around. And then we'll get ready to go against St. Mary's senior night. We'll send the seniors out on a good note. It's always great to play your last home game and get a victory. So let's see if the Indians can get it done.
Nice crowd last night as we honored our state championship football team. Really a nice deal, and the rings were pretty special.
It was an awesome experience just to be down on the floor and see how excited the kids were when they got to open those rings for the first time. And then, you know, we got to present Coach Niekamp and the staff with a picture that will be hung up in the athletic hallway, and also the new State of Ohio plaque that will be hung up this summer as well. So just all around a great experience. It's great to honor our kids in front of the St. Henry crowd. I know it's been reciprocated a number of times, and it would have been nice to get a big W, but let's give credit to the Redskins. They played well last evening.
They did. They hit some big shots, and defensively we did a great job on Mitch Stahman, their leading scorer. Somebody tells you that he scores 7 points, don't make a field goal, we're going to win that game.
Yeah, I was surprised. We did a great job defensively, like we did much similar to the Arns kid earlier in the year from Versailles. We literally kind of locked him down as well. And give credit to the Layfield kid from St. Henry. He had a bunch of threes and big shots down the stretch.
There's a nice crowd following in here today. I would say that this is probably going to be a barn burner if I was betting.
It's just an awesome experience to be here for a 7th grade final. We got two varsity officials on a 7th grade championship game. We got a great crowd, and Versailles has a beautiful gymnasium. So what a good experience for these kids to play in front of a big crowd.
Yeah, this is a big place when the bleachers are pulled in on the one side. You don't notice it when you're here for a game. Oh my gosh.
Almost be like a great place to have a wrestling competition.
You ever been to a wrestling match?
I have not. Have you?
No. So why would
WWF. Is that
why not? Absolutely. We look a little bit of our 7th grade team. They're very deep. I look at their starters, and I look like Ryan Post and Derek Judy will be starting at guards, and center will be Clay Smith, their leading scorer. Clay's a big kid. And he's a quarterback on the football team, and he's kind of their leader. And I'm sure Coach Sean Collig expecting big things out of Smitty, as he is the rest of them. The other forward spots are going to be Gavin Toby, Reagan Martin, starting for the Indians. I don't know all the starters for Cavaliers because I didn't do my homework too good, but we know.
And they don't have it up on the board yet, and I'm not sure they're going to. That'll help us, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we don't. That's Neil Spencer, in case anybody didn't know. Spency Mater. Looks like some Kuwar people walking in here. I think that'd be Al Post sisters.
Yep.
They're probably got, I believe they're going to be wearing purple today. What do you think?
Definitely.
They're rooting for their nephew there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jerry and Diane.
That's
awesome
it.
Awesome people.
I knew Jerry, but I couldn't think of the second one.
Oh, yeah.
How about you? Was you a good junior high basketball player, Ferguson?
I was okay. I was a late bloomer. I was much better in high school than I was junior high.
You wasn't that good in high school.
I wasn't. You're right. You're 100% right.
That was rude, Bob.
If they didn't play zone and I couldn't shoot it, I wasn't scoring. So,
joining us up here right now is Mr. Charlie Gels. Mr. Gels has got a grandson playing for the old Cavaliers. How you doing, Mr. Gels? We're live on the radio. How you been? Don't talk to us about last night's game. Don't come up here bragging about it. Here he goes. Look at him. How's Florida? Golf game? Solid? Bad? Weather wasn't very nice. Yeah.
This wasn't raining when we were down there.
Yeah, I know. Right, it was cool. You, sorry to hear about your brother. Yeah. And good Lord works in mysterious ways, don't he?
Yep.
Yeah. Are you heading back down now, or what do you, tomorrow morning you head out of here? Well, that's awesome. You have a safe trip down there, buddy.
We did a little fishing.
Yep. Pretty good little trip. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ben Kramer up here looking ass with that idiot smile he's got on. Look at it. See you, Charlie.
Let's do the over under on how long it takes for Mr. Kramer to get the Fort Recovery faithful fired up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, I do hear that. I haven't been to a seventh. I've been to one seventh grade game at home. But I hear our fans do get fired up there. They must have got fired up the last game. Did you hear anything about that, Spencer?
No, I did not.
We're ready to go here. 5 minutes. Quarters. We're playing. There it got 6 minutes.
Tony Sweeterman is our other official this evening.
Tip goes to Mr. Judy. Smitty from three off the side.
We had a connection problem right here at the beginning of the game. We got it taken care of, and the rest of the game is just fine. We resume play late in the first quarter.
We're just kind of wondering. We're hearing some reports that were going on and out, in and out here on the radio.
Yep.
Smitty's at the line shooting one. We're going to pretend it knocks it down 9-7. Smitty's a nice player.
He is a nice player. I'd like to see him develop over the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Good post presence.
McKibben with the ball. Knocked away by Regan Martin, but recovered by the Cavaliers. You can tell the Indians need to score to set up that press. And I think that their athleticism... Nice move by 15. Miles.
Similar to our varsity team. They shoot the ball well, they get in that press, and they're a whole different team.
Absolutely. Derek Judy drives a nice kick out to Toby for three. Off the back of the rim. Good shot. Rebound, Smitty. Short. Again. Indians get it back. Could have been a foul there on the rebound. Nice rebound by Smitty. Good offense there. Nice kick out by Judy. Indians ball underneath the basket. Toby. To Clay Smith, spin move. No good.
Go up.
Gets it back.
Nice move.
Job. Good hustle. 11-9. High scoring first quarter.
Indians are crashing the offensive glass. Great effort on the boards.
Cavaliers with the basketball. 40 seconds ago in the first quarter. They're being patient here. McKibben at the top of the key. Being guarded by Ryan Post. Jay Mullenkamp, left side. Blake Seifring with the basketball. Back to McKibben. 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Cavs being patient. Probably going to get one shot here. Looks like they are. Coach Cody Mesher says, boys, let's run to 1-4 here. Get the last shot. McKibben drives in, and he's reaching on Ryan Post. That's the Indians. That's his first foul. Indians second of the quarter. 13 seconds to go. Sub coming in is 14. That's Ethan Diller. My guess is that's probably a Fort Recovery. Somewhere along the line. Ball's inbounds. 12 seconds. Kick out. 30. Three-pointer. Mark it.
Boy.
Blake Seifring knocks down the three. 6 seconds to go. Derek Jeter brings it up. Gets knocked out of bounds. Nice defense by the Cavaliers. 1.7 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Quick offense here.
Smitty knows how much time takes. One dribble. Fires up a three. No good. After one, Cavaliers 14. Your Fort Recovery Indians 9. Fort Recovery Radio. We'll be right back.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, February 17th to the 20th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And if you want to save time, pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, February 17th to the 20th. Stop in and save.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
We back, Spencey?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, bud? Indians get the ball. Start second quarter trailing 14-9. Indians have yet to make a substitution, I don't think. Oh, yeah, they did. Right there they did. Number 32 is in the game. That is Riley Will. He checks in.
And 55, excuse me.
Oh, Benny.
Yep.
Benny's in. Will with the basketball over to Regan Martin. Martin at the top of the key. Indians try around a backdoor play. Didn't work. Kick it over to Smitty out there on the left side. Ball's knocked away. He gets it back through his legs. Fires up a step back three. No good. Rebound Cavaliers. Indians could probably got a better shot than that. McKibben with the basketball. Nobody picks him up. He's going to dribble in. Knocked away. That could be the second foul on Clay Schmitz. And it is. That's going to make Mr. Collins think here a little bit. What are you going to do?
I'd say get him out for a few minutes, save him for that third before half, but yeah. He may go zone too. I don't know. Try to protect him.
McKibben at the line shooting two. Tony Schwierman gives him the ball. Shot up. No good. A little short on the free throw. A little flat. It's a march on it, buddy.
Don't give him help, Bob.
Much better. Mark that one. 15-9 Cavaliers. And that 1-3-1 half court. Derek Jeter breaks it. Kicks it over to Martin. Pass to Will underneath.
Nice pass.
And he's fouled on the shot.
Good ball movement there by the Indians.
Absolutely. Good look by Martin. Riley Will's going to the line shooting two. Indians need. I think the scoreboard might be wrong. Might want to check that out.
14-9, I believe, right?
Or 15-9? Might be fit. Yeah. Yep.
They just changed it back.
Yep.
We were on that, wasn't we?
We were. All over it.
I was sitting there looking at it, thinking
first
I didn't
throws. No
know
good
where that
by
came
Will.
From, but. Need to get this one.
How about the cheerleaders? Way out. Second one up and also off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Clay Smith.
He's active on the boards.
He is. Boy.
Good move.
Nice drive. Mark it. Clay Smith. 15-11. Jeter gets a piece of that inbounds pass. Indians need to stop here. McKibben on top of the key. Being guarded by Willie. Bobbles it. Out of bounds, Indians ball. Nice job, D.
There's your stop.
We got our stop. Now let's get a bucket. Don Kemper made it to the game today.
Digger looking dapper.
He thinks he's so cool, doesn't he?
He does.
15-11, Indians with the ball. Derek Jeter with the basketball over to Clay Smith on the left side. Inside Benny.
Finish.
Benny squares up. Misses. Offensive rebound. Again, no good. Good hustle by Marty, but off his knee. Cavaliers, boy.
Getting a lot of good looks.
Yeah. Ran your offense perfect there.
Yep. Just have to make them go in the basket now.
He needs to drop back enough. Looks like they're playing man. McKibben with the drive. Nice defense. Riley Will. Pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound. Offensive rebound. 23 up. No good. Rebound Benny. Get it out of there, buddy, to Clay Smith. Indians with the ball up court. Pass up to Will.
Foul in one.
Nice job by the Indians offense. Riley Will gets fouled going in for a layup.
Well, sometimes when you're struggling shooting it, the best way to get early offense is in transition. The Indians did a great job there on the fast break.
Not only are you one hell of a superintendent, you know your basketball, too.
I try.
Riley Will at the line, going back line. In. Oh, strong again. Come on, big guy, knock one home. Posty back in for Regan Martin. 15-11 here. Seventh grade championship game. How about that kid just walk over with the popcorn and red hair? There he got her. Nice job.
All right.
15-12. Indians closing the gap a little bit here. Boy, Smitty, don't make a foul out there.
No cheapies, 30 feet from the basket.
Boy, I don't like that matchup there, Sean. McKibben with the ball on the right side. Back. Fires a three. No good. Rebound, Smitty.
Tack.
Kicks it out. Derek Judy. Back to Clay Smith. Top the key. Directing the offense. Getting a pick from Benny. Crossover. Drives in.
Nice move.
Misses the layup. Cavaliers with it, and they're on a break. 2-on-2. McKibben pulls it up. Good decision there. Trying to get it into Kanamke. They do. Benny's guarding him. Drive up. Ooh, no good, but foul. Foul is on 55. That's Brian Benn, Indian center. 32 is Alex Kanamke. Alex at the line. He's shooting two. I think that would be Charlie Gill's grandson, if I wouldn't be mistaken.
That'd be correct.
In. Gets it. Gets the roll. Martin checks in for Riley Will for the Indians. 16-12 Cavs. Nice crowd here on Saturday morning. I think the 8th grade game immediately follows. Is that right, finals? That one's also good, 17-12. Did they play the 7th? I think the 7th and 8th grade finals are both here.
Okay.
I think that's right, but since we're not playing, I'm not up on that.
Judy with the ball. Indians in a half-court offense. They lob it into Smitty. Turnaround jumper short. Tough shot. Boy, this is a bad matchup, Smitty. Nothing stupid out here. Garden. There's a lob into Kanapke. Benny's got him. Turn around. Kicks it out. Drive. Mark it.
Not a good matchup. I agree.
No.
Yep. Blasting game again.
Blasting game again with a bucket. 19-12. Indians need a bucket here. Judy sets up the offense. Drives in. Tough shot.
Nice.
Well, we needed that one.
Nice fall away runner.
Yeah. That kid is fast. Tough shot by the Cavs. No good. Rebound, Smitty. Indians are sucking air a little bit here, I think. There's a kick out. Regan Martin. Nice play, Regan. Pull up. Off the rim. Boy, you ran it.
I think
got
he
a great
travel
shot.
There.
McKibben with the basketball. 19-14. 2 minutes to go here in the quarter two. Blasting game with the basketball. Gives it to McKibben. Top the key. Cavs setting up their offense. Indians in a man. Timeout, Cavaliers. We're going to take a break. Quarter 19, Indians 14. Minute 48 to go in quarter two. Fort Recovery Radio.
Hey, guys. Just a friendly bit of advice from Forget-Me-Not Florist. Valentine's Day is approaching fast. If you're not sure what to give her this year, here's an idea. She'd love a beautiful bouquet of romantic roses. No one does roses like Forget-Me-Not Florist. So if you're looking for the perfect gift to make a great impression, call today and ask them to send roses or an arrangement to your Valentine. Don't wait. Order early so you won't forget. Call Forget-Me-Not Florist today, 419-375-4668.
We're back here, Cavaliers basketball, minute 48 to go. Setting up the offense. Hey, shout out Caleb Martin heading down to Cincinnati for junior day. He's listening on Fort Recovery Radio. There's a bad pass. It was tipped, though. I thought I didn't see anyone get a finger on it.
Go down and check out Nippert Stadium, huh?
Yeah, going down for junior day, that'd be a lot
That's
of fun.
That's awesome for Caleb.
It is. Yeah. Hey, don't forget there,
buddy. Great state finals game. Really, I think it's probably going to help him pick up his recruiting.
You're exactly right. I think also he better get his butt back here for senior for the game tonight.
I agree. We're going to need him. Need a big W. Beat the Rough Riders.
There's the inbounds pass. They get a point blank layup. Misses.
Look up.
Smitty with the rebound. Passes.
Nice.
Nice drop. Missed the layup. Got to use the glass, partner. Boy, oh boy.
Should have been an easy shot.
I don't think Ford Curry teachers using the glass on layups. Boys do it last night. Come on, guys. We got to get fundamentally better. 32 inside layup. No, just misses. Minute 10 to go. Smitty with the rebound.
That's
Martin, nice
right
pass.
Good idea on transition.
Yeah, it was. Knocked away by Cavaliers. Good defense. Indians take the ball out on the side here. Gavin Toby taking it out. Boy, being big, Smitty don't get number three here. Minute to go in the second quarter. Regan Martin with the ball. Being pressured. Derek Judy on the left side. Gets a pick from Smitty. Back to Gavin. Ryan Post on the drives. Good defense by 15. Back to Judy.
Let's get a bucket here.
Cavaliers on a 2-3, it looks like.
Hit it.
There's a good kick out. Martin for three. Off the side of the rim. Rebound Cavaliers. Boy, you ran good offense. Good hustle, Derek Judy.
Great effort. We've kind of ran a lot of good offense this first half, just haven't been able to buy some easy buckets inside.
And that's what we talked about earlier, you know, that when you're undefeated and the pressure on, championship games, rims get a little tighter, it seems like, don't it?
You go into halftime, you just talk to the kids, hey, we're running our stuff good, we're getting good shots, it's just execution.
Cavs ball, 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. McKibben with the ball, they're in four corners, they're going to get the last shot. And I don't think that's all bad for the Indians, as long as Derek don't get that third foul. McKibben with the ball, nice little ball handler out here. 12 seconds to go, he kicks it out. Blasting game, he drives in. Knocked away, and it was tipped.
Speak of the devil.
We'll get him on here at halftime. Sit tight, Mr. Kemper. How you doing, buddy? 7 seconds to go here in quarter two. Cavaliers ball on the right side. Indians need to stop here. Trying to go down five at half. McKibben gets it, top of the key. Kicks it out. Blasting game. Dribbles in. Jump stop. Good at the buzzer. Kid's a player.
Yeah, he is.
Halftime, Cavaliers 21. Your Fort Recovery Indians 14. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. The Lenten season is upon us, and we will be starting our hot deli fish fry Wednesday, February 10th, and every Friday during Lent. Call ahead orders are encouraged at 419-375-2865. Our ad match program runs the first 7 days of the month, but we are going to help you out with even more savings. For the entire month of February, we will be ad matching to help with your bottom line. See store for further details and our ad match policy, because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We on? Hey, Spency. Pointing at me, that means we're on. I'm talking.
He's looking for the light. The light isn't there.
That voice you heard right there is Mr. Don Kemper. Don Kemper? Yes. He's got it in Florida. Mark Gels does. Hello, Mark Gels, listening in Florida. Hey, is that Kanapke boy's your grandson, right? He's tough. Yeah. Yeah, Cavs are pretty good. We're joined on here by Mr. Don Kemper, the commissioner of the MAC. Digger, thanks for coming over here today.
Hey, always a pleasure.
Who's in the finals of the 8th grade tournament?
8th grade tournament is versus Sales and Parkway.
Really? Panthers?
The
Parkway
always
has good junior high teams.
They're solid.
They always grow early.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. They do. They mature early.
Why is that? Water?
Must be the water.
Must be in the water. Did you mature early?
I have not matured yet. So I think they call that, I'm going to mature late.
Late bloomer?
If at all.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, who'd you go see last night?
Came here. Minster and Versailles, and expected a little bit of a better game than it turned out to be. Minster, I talked to Mike Lee afterwards, and he was a little disappointed in their play, but they just had a tough time hitting the baskets.
Missed a bunch of shots inside early, huh?
It was I don't know that I've ever seen a team struggle to score like that. And
you didn't go for recovery last night, evidently, huh?
I would I'll tell you what, I would have loved to have been there.
Great environment.
It was.
But we've started a new thing where we give out the trophy when possible, the championship trophy, so all the team members can enjoy it instead of we used to give it away at the banquet and just, whoever made first team and the coach are the only people that basically got to touch the trophy. So we made a decision to give it out when we could at the games. And last night was an opportunity. Versailles, obviously, because they start tournament earlier, they were the last night was their last conference game. So,
Don, does the MAC do anything for like a conference for championship here? Do they give away hardware for championships?
Yeah, there's actually a traveling trophy that that goes to the winner and the runner up. So both teams will get a trophy that is. You can put in your trophy case for a year because one of the issues, obviously, is people were filling up their trophy cases with junior high trophies. And so they went to a traveling trophy, which is a great idea. It goes to the champion and the runner-up. And then they also have, to the champion goes a MAC. They have plaques in each school. And you get a plaque plate for winning the MAC championship.
That's a pretty good deal. How about... We had a nice deal last night. We honored our football team, Don, and I know that you was kind of went to about every game along the way to watch the Indians, and it was a proud moment for our fans last night, giving away the rings, and it was just a neat environment last night.
Oh, that to I'm sure as part of your fan base and the kids especially, to be involved in something like that has to be tremendous. And you know, even me, who I haven't lived in Fort Recovery for, about 27, 28 years, I was especially proud of Fort Recovery's accomplishments this year and, what the kids and both Coach Niekamp and his staff did. Just tremendous. And I have to say this, but, I mean, who else would you present that stuff in front of than St. Henry?
That's exactly right. So, yeah, we've sat over there for a few of them games.
Yeah, you got to clap along with them.
Yeah, that's right. But their fans were great last night, and they stood up and clapped for our kids, and just your typical MAC school, and that's why, I know like Ferksy says, he loves being back in the MAC area, loves being in Fort Recovery, and Digger, just like you, you're involved as the commissioner of MAC, and we toot our horn a lot, but there's a reason we toot our horn.
Absolutely. People from outside of the communities, one of the things I'm fortunate enough, I get involved in a lot of these community activities and fundraisers. So
do you have a job other than,
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right.
But, I get involved in a lot of these communities that are, support the MAC and the schools and whatnot. To me, it's a special place. I mean, people don't understand it until you're involved. I mean, people in Versailles, they're proud of their, Craig Stahman and the guys that have played, they're kind of athletic heroes. And it's kind of every community has that pride in their past athletes. And it's just tremendous to see the community rally around stuff, and sometimes a couple communities rally around the same thing, and just a special place, and you can't get anybody to believe it until they live it.
That's right. We talked about Indians. This year we were kind of the darlings in the MAC. That'll change next year.
We'll target on our backs next year.
Yeah, I think there's people's going a little piece of the old purple and
that's
white.
That's great. We'll get everybody's best shot every Friday night.
That's right.
And that's what happened with Fort Recovery football. I mean, everybody wanted to see them have success. Everybody was excited for their success. And that, to your point, now they're...
Cinderella story's over.
That's right. Now they want to beat you. So.
Yeah. Well, Digger, thanks for coming on, bud. Appreciate it.
Hey, great. Anytime. It's always great to talk to the guys from Fort Recovery Radio.
Good seeing you, Don.
Hey, thanks, Justin. Thanks,
see you,
Bubba.
Yep.
Mr. Spencer.
Don Kemper, the commissioner of the MAC, coming down. Don, Fort Recovery grad. Digger, you've had some run-ins with Digger, ain't you, before on the refereeing floor?
He was a mentor of mine for a lot of years. We worked a lot of basketball games together, and I'd like to think he kind of helped me show me the ropes as far as officiating, and now he's transitioned and doing an awesome job, I think, as a MAC commissioner. And it's just great to see somebody who grew up in the area as well and takes pride in the schools and is in a lot, ton of events. He's always at a game every night, it seems like.
So I'm going to put you on the spot here, Justin. You've been the superintendent of schools for how long now?
Going on about 7-8 months.
How's it going?
It's going awesome. Like any job, you obviously there's challenges in every day, but really fortunate our family to be in Fort Recovery at a great time. The school system's thriving. Our athletics are going well. Our art, you know, everything's just, it's going well. It's a good relationship with the teachers. And then you get an opportunity to come here on a Saturday and watch the young kids coming up thriving as well. And it's a credit to not only our coaches but our community members and the parents and our teachers and supporters and stakeholders like you guys who – not too many communities can sit here on a Saturday afternoon or morning and say their radio station's covering a MAC championship game. It's a pretty awesome experience.
Yeah, that's right. And I hear nothing but great things going on in the school also, and I think you fit right in, and you've done a great job. And just keep make sure we got plenty of money in our school and the kids keep learning.
I agree 100%.
That's all you got to do, right?
Yeah, take care of the taxpayer dollars and make sure our students are learning at a high level, and people will be happy, and then we have great opportunities for them, you know, in the evening. And, you know, last night was a great celebration for our community and the crowd and, the supporters we had for that celebration for the football team. And that's 23 years of blood, sweat, and tears that a lot of people have broke their backs to help build that football program, community supporters and school representatives and even coaches and players. And I think even all the players that came before and coaches get to sit and appreciate how far the program's come two decades.
And another thing, you know, you look at is that $800 50-50 last night would have looked good in my pocket.
I agree. I was kind of disappointed. I figured you'd have an inside track sitting at the scores table, but I guess not.
Now, if we had an inside track sitting, we did win it one time. 32 years of scorekeeping, I won one 50-50. Don't make sense.
Did you donate it back or did you keep it?
No, I ain't donating it. Are you kidding me? How much money is Kurt Ramwell has in our athletic fund? Booster Club? We're getting ready to start the second quarter. Neil, you want to take a quick break? We're going to start. We're going to take a 30-second break. Be right back.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
We're back here. Start of the third quarter. Indians trailing 21-14. Cavaliers ball. Perksy, what we got to do here second half to get back in this?
Well, like any basketball game, first couple minutes of this third quarter are going to be key. Getting off to a good start and trimming this 7-point deficit. We got great shots early, just haven't been able to execute. Let's see if we can finish a little bit better inside this third quarter.
Easy basket. Indians lose track of Lysen game. He goes in, shoots a little 5-footer, mark it 23-14. Indians got better to do a better job defensively on him. Regan Martin with the basketball on the wing. Derek Jeudy up top. Looks like they're in the zone. Pass Toby, drive in,
nice
layup
move.
Good. Nice look, Derek Jeudy. Nice finish, Gavin Toby, 23-16.
Tack that short corner, a little power dribble, and a good finish inside.
And a really good pass underneath instead of some of the ones we've had have been a little bit off.
Nice catch by the Kanapke kid on a high pass. McKim with the basketball. Knocked away, stolen away, Ryan Post. Posty driving away, left-hand layup. Off him.
Finish.
Smitty blocked. Indians still have it. Toby. Regan Martin, top of the key. Derek Jeudy, cross. Ryan Post, pull up. Off the back of the rim, good shot. Here comes Konecki, and that's stolen away. He was out of control. Here's a long pass down to Derek's. Clay Smits. Too far. Good effort by Smitty. And he's just got to set up half court. No reason to go there. We get good shots. 23-16, 4 minutes, 46. 6 minute quarters don't take long.
They don't. We got to get some stops. Yeah. Seven points is a bigger deficit in those 6 minute quarters.
McKim with the basketball. Blazing game. That's a foul on 13. That's going to be a foul on Posty. 32 is Alex Kanapke. Alex is going to the line. Shooting two. Good-looking kid here.
Strong, tall, and athletic.
A little bit like me.
No, nothing like you.
Nothing like me.
The only similarity is you have arms, legs, and a head. That's about where the similarity ends.
First one's a little short. Shoot the second one up by Kanapke. In and out. Indians get a break. Two misses. Smitty with the basketball, top of the key. They leave him go. He shoots a three. A little flat.
He's got a little point guard center in him, doesn't he?
He does. He's got a little.
But nobody was under to
Kevin
rebound.
Durant. Cavaliers with the basketball, leading by seven here with 3 minutes, 4 minutes to go here in the third. Ball knocked away, but regained by McKibben. Blazing game for three. Mark it.
Boy. Wow.
That was a deep three.
Yep. Way in the corner.
10-point Cavalier lead.
Need to bring him back to FR.
Yeah, no kidding. Smitty inside. Pass. Toby.
Nice finish. Pass.
Nice there job, Clay Smith. Nice finish. Gavin Toby, 26-18. Don't forget the boys are in action tonight at home. Senior night. St. Mary's giving away a golf cart. I'll take a golf cart.
Me too. I'll pick you up and give you a couple rides.
Yeah, we're in. Sounds good. McKibben with the basketball, being guarded closely by Ryan Place, drives in. Short, offensive rebound, no good, rebound. Derek Judy, Indians, pass down.
Nice.
Yes, sir, nice look. Oh, he misses the layup.
He was looking at the defender and not looking at the basket.
Yeah. Good steal here.
There's a foul. Derek Judy trying to be aggressive, nothing wrong with that. That foul don't hurt. Yep. Indians second foul. I think that's Judy's second. Timeout, Sean Colley. And the Indians take a timeout. 26-18. 3:09 left in the third. We'll be right back.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
We back, Spencer?
Yep.
You just going to... We're dead air. Or was we going? How do we know?
Well, maybe. I was pointing at you. You're not. You're looking at your phone. I can't.
I was looking.
You want
at
me just
phone.
Yell at you? Or
yeah.
I don't know what you want me to do.
Just checking out his Twitter game, aren't you?
I was just checking her out. See what was going. See if I missed anything.
Yeah. I think when one of the things that I saw Clay making, when he takes that outside shot, if he makes that, that makes the defense move out some. But when he misses it, we have nobody under there to rebound, and that hurts us a little bit.
Yeah.
If he makes that, the game. If he starts making those, game changes quite a bit because their defense has to come out on him.
Cavaliers ball taken up. Midcourt, McKibben with the basketball. Up eight, Cavaliers are. Inside Kanapke. Spin move. No good. Rebound. Smitty.
There we go.
And he's bringing it down court. There's a little out of control there.
Yeah, didn't have to take that one.
And he's just got to set it up and run their half-court offense. We're getting good looks.
We could have pulled that up and run
McKibben
offense.
With the basketball on the right side. Guarded by Post.
Yeah, offensive foul. Wow.
Offensive foul on Kanapke. Little push off underneath.
Looked like it, yeah. Good call, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. Needed that one. Indians now need a bucket. 26-18 Cavaliers. 2.5 to go here in the Indians. Quarter three, Derek Judy brings the ball up the court. Crossover, top of key, nice move.
Finish.
Derek.
Here we go.
Smitty finishes.
I'd like to see Fort Recovery maybe pick up full court after made buckets to try to get some steals.
And we've got
26-20.
We have some players on the bench. If we get tired, we can sub them in.
There we go.
Steal post. Knocked away. And there's going to be a foul on Ryan Post. A little frustration foul there, I think.
Like the effort. Just trying to make something happen defensively. A little over-aggressive.
Yep. 26-20. Indians on a little bit of a comeback here. Was down 10. Cut it to 6. A lot of ball game left in this one, folks. I can tell you that. McKibben with the basketball. Top of the key. Splits the defender. Stripped. And Ryan Post. Nice job, Ryan. And he's fouled.
a little retaliation there from the last five.
Yeah, it was an identical play, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Indians ball taken out. Derek Jeudy brings it, walks it up the timeline. I think this ball might somewhere get into the hands of 15 somewhere along the line.
See him get down on the block.
That's a pick. Gavin Toby on the right side. Smitty, top of the key. Looks in, takes, kicks it out. Derek Jeudy, nice hands. Derek dribbles in. Kicks it back out to Smitty, drives in. Offensive foul.
Ooh, I led with the shoulder. I'm not sure
dropped
about that
the shoulder.
One.
Yeah, but the defender was moving.
Don't matter, Spencey.
I know.
Could have went either way.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
Yep.
But we got an offensive push off on the other side, so.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, pretty good officiating crew with Tony Schreerman and Benny, and take them guys about any game. McKim with the basketball being guarded tightly by Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy can guard.
Here we go.
Derek Jeudy made that turnover right there.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
It's nice to have two varsity guys working a junior high MAC final, which is great.
No, you're right, because it makes the – if you have sloppy officials, it makes for a sloppy game.
And kudos to Digger. He's the one that gets these guys, so credit to him.
Regan Martin with the ball up top. Indians trying to run a little backdoor play. Hands it over to Smitty. Drives in. Nice move, Clay.
Go to the line, hit two here.
Gets fouled on the shot. Well, I'd like to see him get a little bit more under control.
Almost like a 2-foot jump stop and power it up.
Yep.
It's like a lot of runners, which is great. He's athletic, but you know, as he gets older and his game develops, he'll power those up and maybe get an and one and go to the line for
a
3-point
play. Because next year, you know, and he'll have a chance. Well, next year, I guess, he'll be an eighth grader, but to step up and play at the next level, he's going to have to develop that because you're right. You can't
Max physical, so you got to be able to play through contact.
He knocks down the first one, 26-21. He is one hell of a player, though, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Second one up, a little short. Rebound, Gavin Toby. Nice job, Gavin. Clay up. No good.
Wow.
And that's what we talked about, being a little bit out of control. That could have been foul four. Indians got a break. Looks like Cavaliers are going to spread it a little bit. This never works, by the way. This never works.
There's a travel.
Yep, but they didn't call it.
Well, trying to get one shot, 33 seconds, and I'm telling you, it ain't going to happen. Pass out.
Yep, our kids are pretty aggressive.
Game, into Kanapke. Kanapke pull it blocked. And a foul.
There we go.
Just
great defense in the post there.
Yep.
Now we need a bucket. Plus,
Jeudy got the rebound. Cavalier on his back.
26-21, 21 seconds to go.
Let's cut this to three here.
Yep.
Or two.
Derek Jeudy, the Regan Martin. Indians are going to get one shot here, setting up a little. Derek Jeudy on the left side. Gets a pick from Smitty. To Toby. To Smitty. 5 seconds to go. Three-pointer short. Knocked away. Quarter. 26 Cavaliers, 21 Indians. Three in the books. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick. And not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your health care dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their health care needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go Indians!
All right, we're back. Top start of the fourth quarter. Indians trailing 26-21. We got the ball. Lobbed into Smitty. Nice job. Be strong, big man. Knocks it down, but he was fouled before that. Fouls on 23 for the Cavaliers.
I'd like to see him get down more in the post this fourth quarter.
Just like that right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And right there,
tough
again,
to handle
nice.
Down low.
Misses the bunny. Don't get that fourth foul, buddy. A little frustrated there. Indians got a good look there. Cavaliers basketball, McKibben, top of the key. A little shuffle pass over to Jay Mollenkamp.
A little weave action out front.
Traveled.
There's going to be a foul. Gavin Toby got him on the arm. McKibben was shooting. He's going to shoot two. 26-21, quarter four. Indians need a big comeback here.
Looked like to me he's trying to pass that inside instead of shooting it.
McKibben at the line shooting two. Swish is the first one. 27-21 Cavaliers. Jim's starting to fill up because you're getting the old Parkway fans and the Versailles fans. Second one's no good. Rebound, Clay Smith brings it up the court. Kicks it over to Ryan Post. Ryan drives in, layup, and he gets fouled. Nice move by Posty. Ryan's going to line, shooting a pair. Indians need these two. 27-21, we're down six. 5:22 to go.
Seems like six been that number for the last two quarters. Haven't been able to crack it.
Yep. Come on, Ryan.
This one,
a little hard, a little hard.
Shot down like his dad.
Yep.
Actually, I was a pretty good shooter.
Yep.
I'd say this kid here is going to be a good shooter, too, before it's all said and done. Second one off the back of the rim. Indians blow a golden opportunity to cut into this lead. Well, you got to knock them down. Kanapke drives in. Pull up. Mark it. 29-21 Cavaliers. Indians needing a bucket bad here. Down eight. 5 minutes to go. Derek Jeudy drives in. Kicks it out. Gavin Toby. Shot fake. Drive. Nice play, Gavin Toby.
Yep. Real nice move.
29-23. Smooth.
Shot fake. Little baseline runner from about 8 feet.
And when he shot it, his eyes were on the basket, not the defender.
McKibben with the basketball. Running a weave again. Spin move, blazing game. Short. Rebound, Smitty. Indians with numbers. Pass out. Nice pass.
Finish.
Ryan Post.
There we go.
Knock it down. 29-25. Indians cut it to four.
Stop and score.
Yep.
Fort Faithful starting to get a little pumped up
defense
over there. McKibben with the basketball. Mollenkamp. Back. McKibben with the ball. Top the key. Indians and a man. They're trying to work it down there to Kanapke boy.
Stealing
nice away, Derek Jeudy. Dribbles in.
There we go.
Yes, sir. 29-27. Indians defense stepping it up here in the fourth quarter. These kids just know how to win. They're just not into losing. I think that they're nice move. No good. Rebound. Smitty gets every loose ball. Nice. Gavin Toby kicked Derek Jeudy. Indians pull it back up. Nice thinking there. No hurry. Set up your offense. 29-27. Indians trying to tie it up here.
Yeah, we have all the momentum right now.
Kick Six out. Gavin points. Toby. Another nice move. He drives in.
Finish.
Rebound. Kick out. Ryan Post for
Come
three.
On, Ryan.
Offensive
there
rebound.
We go.
Yes, sir.
And we're tied.
Tie ball game. 29. Indians on
6-0
a 6-0 run.
Weren't we down eight? I think we were eight.
And it says knotted up. Nice. McKibben drives in. Crazy shot. Offensive rebound. No good. Rebound McKibben. Blocked away. Regan Martin. And he's going coast to coast. Martin for the layup.
There
yes, sir. Indians 31. Cavaliers 29. What a play, Regan Martin.
Timeout.
Timeout. Cavaliers for recovery. Fans on their feet.
Awesome.
What a play by Regan Martin. That was, what a run here.
Unbelievable.
That
like you
nice.
Said, last 4 minutes is winning time, and these kids start making plays.
Yeah,
you got that 15-0. You don't get there for, you got there for a reason.
Yeah, they got 21, 29.
Well
21.
Said, Neil.
Yeah. We were down eight. We're up two.
That's right.
10-0 run here.
In about 2 minutes.
Yeah. But what's the great thing about this is it ain't one kid.
No.
I mean,
right.
In this run here, I think five different players have scored. And Martin just made an athletic play right there. He gets a blocks a shot, just takes off, and he outruns everybody off the dribble and lays it in, and Indians go up 31-29.
Like you talked about, I've been impressed with how balanced they are, how deep they are as far as their starting five and quality of players they have. Schmidt's kids obviously a load inside, but they got some athletic kids out front that can create some defense, early offense on defense. So.
That's right. But Indians, looking at the scoreboards, 31-29. Indians have five team fouls. Cavaliers have six. We got four timeouts left. Cavaliers got two. 2:54 to go here for the championship game. We're bringing it to you live here on Fort Recovery Radio. Neil Spencer's brainchild. Probably one of the smartest things he's done. Matter of fact, probably about... He hadn't had a whole lot of them.
No, not a whole lot of smart stuff. No. The other smartest thing I did was get Chuck.
Blake Seifrink takes it out, gives it to McKibben. Top the key. Indians pressure again. Posted goes for a steal. Three-pointer. Nice shot.
Big shot.
Big game. Miles Blazing game. Cavaliers back up. 132-31. What a game. Indians bobbled it. Goes out of bounds. That was a huge timeout and a huge three.
I'd be curious of their 32, how many he's got.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's about 16, maybe 15.
Yeah, I'd say he's got over half.
He's been their offense.
Substitution in for the Cavaliers is 23. Ethan Post checking in for Seifrink. McKibben walks it up. Indians trailing by one. 2:34 to go. McKibben pulled up. Back to Blazing game. Being guarded by Ryan Post. Dribbles in. Tough shot. Count it. Wow. We just thread the floor, gave him the ball, and said, go get it, big guy.
That was a off-balance runner.
Yep.
Off the glass and one.
From
and
about 8 feet out.
Blazing game at the line to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Cavs up three now. And he does. Up five. Up four. Got to take your hat off Coldwater. Nice two possessions here. Now a two-point deficit to a four-point lead. Indians need a bucket. Oh, we had a big turnover down there last time down. Let's get a good one here, fellas. Smitty on the line, kicks it to Ryan Post. Posty on the baseline, dribbles in, kicks it over to Gavin Toby, back to Smitty for three. Boom. Mark it! 35-34.
Wow.
Back and forth.
Is this really happening or what? What a game.
I can't believe it's seventh grade basketball. I mean, it's so much better than I remember it when I was a kid. Yeah.
Cavaliers drive in, Blazing game. Floater,
Mark it. Another one again.
Over 20.
Yeah. 37-34. Them are tough shots.
Yeah.
Derek Jeudy brings it up. Minute 40 to go. Indians down three. He drives in.
Nice.
Oh, nice play, Derek Jeudy.
Wow.
37-36.
Good ball screen he got
minute
there.
Used it.
Cavaliers with the ball. Indians down one. Could be the greatest seventh grade game I ever watched. Blazing game with the basketball. Dribbling on the time. I'm being guarded by Gavin Toby. Now he's just back to McKibben. Cavs in no hurry. Sets a pick. McKibben atop the timeline. A minute to go.
15's going to get a shot here.
I think he is too. Spinner. Foul. Gavin Toby got him on the arm. Well, you know who the Cavaliers are going to.
Yep. He scored every point out of that timeout. They did
a nice job there getting an ISO on the left side.
He scored eight straight for him.
Blazing game at the line. Shooting two. 37-36. First one too long. Big miss.
Yeah,
Indians need a rebound.
Yep, he almost got that bounce, too.
103 to go. Blazing game at the line. Shooting one here. That one, much better. 38-36. Cavs by two. Minute to go. Ryan Post dribbling up the top. Kicks it over to Toby. Toby dribbles in. Layup, no good. Tough shot, Gavin. And now that 50 seconds to go, Indians got to get some pressure.
Wow.
Have to get the steal now.
Cavaliers going four corner.
Get it out of his hands.
Kicks it out to Konapke. Konapke. We're going to have a timeout. Cavaliers, 40 seconds to go. 38-36. Cavaliers. We're going to stay here, Spencer.
Man's in downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can you get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back here. 40.6 seconds to go. Cavaliers with the ball and the lead. 38-36 in just an absolute great 7th grade championship game. They got the ball out on the wing. Indians man-to-man pressure. Both teams in the 1-1.
That's four.
Foul is on Clay Smith away from the ball. I don't know what that puts Blasingame at the line.
Yeah.
Miles Blasingame at the line. Indians had him in trouble there.
Close to a five-second count.
Yeah.
So I was hoping the whistle was for, but they had a push-off ball.
Yeah, the kid went flying. So Blasingame at the line, 1-1. Good. 39-36.
His dad, Darren, was a pretty good player, too. I think he played down at maybe Division II Northern Kentucky,
yeah.
I think.
Yep. His mom's in our Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Marks at 40-36. Indians need a bucket. Timeout. Fort Recovery. We're going to keep it right here. 40-36. 40 seconds to go. Indians with the ball. Exciting game. We should have kept stats or something.
I agree.
Spencer should keep stats.
I'm just curious how many
he's
got.
I'm no stat keeper.
Huh?
You're the stat keeper, Bob.
I'm talking. I mean, I can't be doing it all. Bill Link should have kept stats. You could have kept stats. Yeah, nobody asked him, he said.
Well, I think the Indians have to get a fairly quick shot.
Oh, no, plenty of time. In games like this.
Well, we're down four, Bob. We got to get a shot and a stop or a steal. We can't spend 20 seconds getting the shot.
Spencey.
Telling you.
You can't shoot an idiot.
Well, I'm not
run
saying
your offense,
5 seconds, but
we've got good looks. I mean, we get a good shot every time.
Right, but
so I
we're
feel
two
like
possessions down, and we know who's getting the ball for them.
Out there, our listeners out there right now are saying, "Spencey, plenty of time left." That's what. See, that's why you're not a coach, Neil.
Yeah.
Right now, Sean Collick is telling them guys, "Plenty of time, boys. Don't panic.
Get a good shot. Pick up full court.
Yep.
Let's get a trap, a quick steal, maybe a foul if we need to."
Thanks, Furtsy. Thanks for sticking up for me and not
Neil. Hey, I'm just the mediator here. Just trying to keep everybody
me and Neil's
happy.
Going nose to nose. We're about to throw him fist up.
It's a good thing there's a referee in between.
Yes, sir.
So you think,
I think the Cavaliers
20 seconds
might pick
isn't too long to take a shot? Or
I think 10, 15 seconds you got to get a shot off.
Well, that's kind of what I was
Cavs,
trying to say.
Cavs pick him up full court. Derek Jeudy brings up the court.
We'll get a good look
dribbles
here.
In.
Oh, he's going to get this one right away.
He got fouled. Rebound, Derek Jeudy.
Didn't call
up.
It.
Stolen away. Tough play.
Yeah.
Indians got a foul now.
Yeah, they didn't call the foul on him.
There's a good play, Ryan Post.
Yeah,
getting the
Ryan
foul.
Had to,
McKibben will go to the line. Shooting 1-1. 26.8 seconds left. I thought maybe Jeudy got fouled on that drive in.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
But he just was out of control. God dang, you got to be in control, big fella. And he'll learn that. These guys are seventh graders, and that's what's so great about this is a learning experience and
player development.
Absolutely.
So even if it hits two here, we're only down two possessions,
yep.
So we're all right.
Cavaliers knocking down the free throws. McKibben knocks it home, 41-36.
Who's our three shooters here for Fort Recovery, you know?
Well, you got to think Smitty.
And Toby, and probably Jeudy.
We'll discuss.
Thinking maybe Reagan Martin.
Good
might
timeout
be.
Fort Recovery.
Timeout Indians. Sean talking to the boys right now, telling them what to do. We're down 5:26 seconds to go.
McKibben will be shooting the second of
I
two.
I think you get a bucket here, you get a quick timeout, set up your press.
I agree.
Yep.
I think that was our game plan on the last play, but that might have been five fouls on Ryan Post. I think it was. Posty fouls out of the game.
Oh, okay.
Indians with 19 fouls, so they're shooting two.
So who do you put in for him?
Riley Will.
Riley, yeah, okay, I see him now.
McKibben at the line, shooting one. Indians down five. Swish. Indians down six. Cavs have done what
let it roll.
Good teams do. Smitty brings it up the court. Pulls up,
deep.
Fires a 30-footer. No good. Rebound Cavaliers. Foul on the Indians. And the Indians are in some serious trouble right now. Down six with 19 seconds to go. Been a great game, though, Ferksy.
It has been. Two quality seventh grade teams. Fort Recovery had a lot of opportunities and shots inside. Just couldn't convert. But you never know. Seventh grade basketball.
Crazy
it's,
things.
It's not over.
That's right. That's right. At the line will be Alex Kanapke shooting two for the Cavaliers. First one up. Off the rim. No good. Indians, Cavaliers got everybody back. Second one up. Too hard.
Wow.
Rebound, Will. Brings it up the court.
Let's hit a three here.
To Gavin Toby, to Smitty. Smitty for three. Short. And he traveled. Oh, he's out of bounds. Stepped on the line. Okay, 11 seconds to go. That's just, I think Smitty might be a little tired. Coming up short. Tony thought he called a foul.
Then he called out of bounds.
Yeah.
Fort recovery ball, baseline out of bounds.
Timeout. Full timeout by Sean Collins. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. The Lenten season is upon us, and we will be starting our hot deli fish fry Wednesday, February 10th, and every Friday during Lent. Call ahead orders are encouraged at 419-375-2865. Our ad match program runs the first 7 days of the month, but we are going to help you out with even more savings. For the entire month of February, we will be ad matching to help with your bottom line. See store for further details and our ad match policy, because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, Justin, set it up here for us, bud. We're in trouble.
We need a quick hitter here.
Yep.
Some sort of quick shot out of the baseline, out of bounds play off the timeout. Hopefully a three, and then quick timeout and set up a press. I mean, that's kind of our only option right now. I don't think two's not going to do you any good.
You got to take your hat off to the Cavaliers and
good game plan.
Yeah, we got up two, we had the momentum. They called a timeout. They hit a three to put them in the lead. They get a stop, and then they come down and make a old-fashioned three-pointer. And we went from up two to down four in about 30 seconds.
So, Blaston Games had a great game, and they've got the ball in his hands when they needed it the most, which is credit to them.
He has. Gavin Toby takes it out of bounds, 11 seconds to go. Goes to Martin. Martin kicks over Derek Jeter for three. Short. Rebound. Smitty.
Timeout.
Good. Timeout. Indians, 42-38.
I think over a second went off the clock.
Full timeout for the Indians, down four, 2.8 seconds ago. I'll say one thing, though, it's been a hell of a run for the seventh graders.
Unbelievable. 15-0 right now. Hate to see their last game end with a potential net loss, but they've had a heck of a season.
They have.
Unbelievable.
And were they undefeated in football? Is that correct?
They were. They were 9-0 in the football season. And this is going to be a tough one for little guys to take. But you know what? They'll
use it as a learning lesson.
That's right.
Hopefully they get back in the gym this summer and work at it. And it's all about getting better each day.
Yeah. I think your mentality has to be you never lose. You win or you learn.
I agree 100%.
And I think that's what Fort has to do with these guys. Because the fact of the matter is you could about bet there's going to be some run-ins for the next 5 years with this team in Coldwater.
Yeah. It's credit. Same thing with football next year. And we saw on the basketball floor, you have two schools right now that have great athletes, and they're going to go head-to-head in the next few years, and there's going to be some great games throughout, across the board, and throughout both districts.
I'm with you 100%. Indians got a nice little – they got a deep team right there, and they got a lot of athletes, and these guys will do nothing but get better because they'll work at it.
Yep, stick with it, work at it, get better.
Cavs take the ball out there on the baseline, get it into McKibben. Indians foul quick.
Whoa.
Riley. Tough little foul there, kind of tripped into him.
Yeah.
Everybody's all right.
Hey. More or less tackled him, but he tripped as he was trying to reach over and touch him and ended up on him. Nobody got mad about that one because they could all see
it. I was mad about it.
Well, that's because it wasn't you.
Okay. Old Zach was my neighbor as a little kid growing up. I remember he was a little guy.
Is that right?
Yeah, his brother.
Still little.
His brother's going to Sinclair next year to play baseball. He's a receiver on the football team and a shortstop on the baseball team.
Kyle. He's a good free throw shooter, too. Yeah. Cavs have made a lot of free throws down the stretch. 43-38. This one all but over, folks. Second one up. No good. Marty with the rebound. He's going to fire up a three-quarter court shot. No good, and that's it. The final score. The Coldwater Cavaliers, 43. Your Fort Recovery Indians, 38. Both fans come to their feet, clapping for both teams. Great game, well officiated. I'm glad Spencey had us down to do this one, Neil. Thanks for doing that.
Yep, it was a great suggestion. And last week we weren't able to bring you the girls, because they were playing up north, either Parkway or Delphus, the seventh grade girls in their championship. But at 1 o'clock, we had to be in Tri-Village for the varsity game there. I'm glad we could do that one. So we couldn't get the seventh grade in and get down to Tri-Village in time. So had to kind of make a tough choice.
At this time, the awards ceremony is going on. Indians are lined up underneath their basket. Commissioner of the MAC, Don Kemper, shaking hands with the kids. I know it's a tough loss for the boys, but they get a nice trophy. And
first up, to the MAC runner-up team, the Fort Recovery Indians.
Sean Colley did a great job
with
him
this year.
He did
an awesome job with those kids this year.
Yep.
Well, he has a great demeanor. You know, he doesn't.
Yep.
He just focuses on coaching.
Yeah.
You know, that's the attitude you got to have on the sidelines.
And they wave at their fans, moms all up there. Yeah. They're snapping pictures wide open. You get,
Neil, all about making memories.
Yep, that's right. Neil, you taking any pictures?
No.
Okay, thanks,
I'm not
Neil.
Good at pictures.
And now we're giving the Cavaliers the championship trophy. Well-earned, Coldwater Cavaliers, your seventh grade champions. We want to thank our sponsors for having us here today and making us be able to do this game for you. Our listeners out there, I got quite a few texts and people listening. Don't forget tonight, Fort Recovery is home for senior night.
Looking forward to it. Let's get back on the right track. Let's get a big W tonight against the Rough Riders.
Yeah, we got to get it turned around, boys.
We do. Tournament season's around the corner.
That's right. Once again, for Justin Furtz, my name's Bob Stogler. Spencey on the helm.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We'll see you tonight.
Really appreciate you helping us out.
See you tonight at the Fort site, folks. Once again, the final, Cavaliers 43, your Fort Recovery Indians 38.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.